Tonight's Shir, Simen Resh, Tes Zayin, Se'if Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. Se'if Yud Beis. Mevarchin al ha-mugmar. Not only do you make a bracha on the plants and branches or leaves, flowers from trees and the like, you also make a bracha on the aroma of mugmar, perish. What's the mugmar? Besamim shemesimim al ha-gecholim l'hariach behem. When you put spices on coals, and by burning it, like an incense, by burning it, an aroma is released. So you make a bracha on that aroma, mishiyala kitur ashano. When the smoke begins to rise from what you're burning, koydim shigilo harech. But you make the bracha before you actually inhale. Now, don't make the bracha before the smoke is coming up from the incense. So the chiddush here is twofold. Number one, you're not making the bracha on the actual spice in your hand, but rather on the burning incense and the smell that comes from it. And the second thing he says is, wait to make the bracha till you see the smoke rising before you inhale the smell. Mishtabur sifkad menvav, the harich behem. They put spices onto these burning coals to enjoy its smell. Lafuke ima ashen bishvil levat al hasirchon, as opposed to a different scenario where they are burning spices and creating a scented smoke to get rid of a bad smell, like an air freshener. Then ima varchim of klal, they don't make a bracha at all. Va'af shenenem abesamim ma'od, even though you really enjoy the smell. We learn this in Simeon Zion. The point isn't the smell. The point is to get rid of a bad smell. If the point is to mask a bad smell, you don't make a bracha on that. Sifkat and Mem Zion. Koydim shiyagi v'chulu. So we make the bracha when the smoke rises before we inhale. The be'in and the chatchila over las yasna. Because the chatchila, we try to make the bracha before we do it or before we smell it. Ubediyevid yachal avarach af beis shemirechna bediyevid. You can make the bracha even after he's smelling it, or as he's smelling it, you can make the bracha then as well. Sifkad memches avol lo v'chul, but not before the smoke comes up. The samach la'asiyas and al-kapana b'inu, because you need to do it close to when the smoke is rising. V'loshtia meruchekes habracha me'no. We don't want to distance the bracha from the pleasure that far. So you're lighting the incense and the smoke isn't even coming up yet, that's still premature. Ubediyaved yotza. But if you did, you would be yotza. In other words, if you light the incense and you make the bracha even before the smoke comes up, you would be yotza. Koshlo hifsek in time, provided there's no interruption. You don't talk, anything else. Kidla'el b'simen reishrov sifhei ayin shom lakulun simen reishrov sifhei. Kind of like, don't make a bracha on potato chips till you open up the bag. But if you made the bracha before you opened up the bag, the bracha is still effective. It's just don't talk between the time you make the bracha and you access your food. The Be'er Halacha makes a point that even if all of the spice is burnt up, you're still going to make a bracha. We're not makbid that there should remain some of the spice left unburnt when you make the bracha. It's not called a reich she'ein lo ikar if it's all burnt up, because the reich is coming from the actual spice, and that's the derech of how to do it. And he goes, you know, reiches of all the Yishama hold this way, because there were some shittos who disagreed. So he points out that this halacha, to make the bracha when the smoke is coming up, even if that means at that point the spice is gone, it's all burnt up, it doesn't make a difference. You don't need to have the spice extant, unburnt, at the time of the bracha.
Didn't you say that if it was a man-made chemical-made, okay, that there's no bracha on it?
Correct. We're talking about taking real things, whether it's woods that are aromatic, or a lot of plants have noticeable smells and aromas.
They have incense sticks that smell like things that are not real.
Right, if they're artificial, you know, man-made, then it's a machlokes. If you're gimel, hamugmer, the burning spices. Im hu shel eitz, if the spice comes from trees, mevarech bori atzei besamim, then the bracha you're going to make on the incense that's burning is atzei besam. Vim shel esef, but if the spice you're burning is plant, then the bracha is bori isvei besamim. Vim shel shar minim, if it's other things, bori minei besamim. So the bracha you make on the mugmer will depend exactly on what is the spice, the source that you're burning and making the smell. V'lo nishtana birchaso, we don't say the bracha changes. Af al pi she nisrif ay de hagimur, even though it's getting burnt up through this process. Ein sreifaso nikra mechal oso, we don't say that by burning it, you're destroying it. Adar, just the opposite. Hu gorim shetala timraso v'rechon odef. By burning it, what you're basically doing is making the smoke come up and spread and get through, diffuse through the room. So we don't say you're destroying it by burning it. We say that you're diffusing it and spreading it. And that's the chiddush that you make the bracha, even in this case. Sifka nun, isve v'samim. Ha'ayin b'chirik. There's a chirik under the ayin. V'hashin b'shvatz. Interesting. I don't know if the intent is shin or sin. I mean, the letter is the same, I guess. There's a shva under the sin. V'habeis refuya. And it's a vase, not a base. The base is left without a dogish. So it's isve. This is from the Pima Gadim. He makes a point because others disagree. The chur, this could have been before. This didn't have to wait for the end of the siman to tell this to me. But this is where it's located. Se'if yudalet. Hamerich be'esrik shel mitzvah mevarch olav. The first sheet in Shulchan Aruch is, if you take an esrog that you use on Sukkos for the mitzvah, and the Gemara says that an esrog is set aside for the mitzvah, you cannot eat it, but you can smell it, you may smell it. So if you smell the aroma of the esrog that you use for Dal Minim, mevarcha, you make a bracha. V'yesh, others say, she'eda mevarcha, you do not make a bracha. This is a machlokas Rishonim brought in the Torah. Again, the rule of Stam and Yesh Oimrim is that the first view would be the dominant view. The first is the main view. You do make a bracha. Some say not to. L'kach nochan shlo lo yichbo. So ideally, don't smell it. So don't smell it. Get to machlekes. But l'chur, if a person would smell it, it would seem from the machaber that he would make a bracha. The Ramor brings Yesh Oimrim. Some say, demeriach bepas cham, if a person smells the aroma of hot bread, Yesh levorech, he should make a bracha, shenosan meach tov, bapas. That the Rebbe Hashem gave a good smell to bread. V'yesh, others say, the ein levorech lov, there's no such bracha, you don't make a bracha. L'kach ein harech bo, and therefore again, just don't smell it, because the machloik is, do you make a bracha or not? Now notice here, it's a yesh omer and a yesh omer, which seem to indicate the ikur halach is that you don't make the bracha on the bread. Let's take a look at the brewer, Sifkar Nun Alf. Hamariach be'asim v'chul. Mechaber begins. You smell the aroma of an esrog shel mitzvah, the first sheet that says you make a bracha. Ein hakavana shenetolo biyado letzeis. We're not discussing here where you're picking it up to do the mitzvah of tilas lulav. Va'agav orche helerech, and while you're doing that, you notice the smell. The bezel kulyama ein levarech. In that case, everyone agrees you don't make a bracha. Look at the Elvis of face we have since it's based because you don't have no intention of smelling it. Keeping the aim is Skyrim the Rech. It's not your intent to pick it up to smell it. You're picking it up to do the mitzvah. Ella Ivy could go into the Tolo, let's say, to the Rech. The whole discussion is when I pick it up to be Yoitza and to smell it. My intent is I want to smell it. The Bekir Gavna, Paskid in the El, the Mavarch Alachil of Alarech. We said before, if there's a food that smells good, a fruit that smells good, and you want to eat it and smell it, and you pick it up for both reasons, you make the both brachas. V'soiver deya rishona duadin b'zeh. So this first sheet to here holds, it's the same as by the peros. The mevorach al tila se esrik v'al yecha, make two brachas. If you intend to smell it and be yoitza, then you make both brachas, the brach al tila sluv and the brach on the smell. Sifkot nam beiz v'yeish amish e'en mevorach. Others disagree, no, there's no bracha. The lav l'reach avida, because this was not intended for its scent. Kivet shushal mitzvah, the whole point is the mitzvah. Because the Magen Avraham b'shem Marshal, so the Magen Avraham writes in name of Marshal, the dafka b'shas netilos l'mitzvah, this whole disagreement is when you pick it up to be yoitz to the mitzvah. The first Ma'adama holds, if I pick it up and have in mind to smell it and be yoitz to the mitzvah, make two brachos. The second sheet that says, no, it's not meant for its smell. And therefore, even if you intend to smell, you don't make a bracha. It's only a bracha on the mitzvah. Aval koidim l'chein o achar kach. But if you pick it up before the mitzvah, by itself, you just want to smell it. Or afterwards. Mevarech l'kul yama. There's no machlekes. Then everyone agrees you make a bracha. Everyone agrees you make a bracha if you pick it up because you want to smell it. V'yesh cholkim b'zeh, others disagree. V'ayim be'alocha lukim be'alocha. So the be'alocha goes through that the pashat understanding of this machlokas is that if I pick it up to be yotze the mitzvah, is that the dominant reason, and therefore we don't even look at the fact that it's aromatic, even if I want to smell it, or the fact that I want to smell it. So I have to have two things at the same time. I want to be yotze the mitzvah, and I want to smell it. That's the machlokas. But if I pick it up not in the context of the mitzvah, of course you make a brach on it.
How often? Once a day?
Well, like any bracha reyach, until there's a hesach hadas, however long that may be. Now, in the Be'alocha, he presents the possibility that since essentially the point of the esrig is for the mitzvah of the tilas lul of the four minim, taking the four minim, and it happens to have a nice smell, but that's not why I have it. Since it's not omed lahariach bi'ikaro, you cannot make a bracha atzei b'samim. You cannot make a bracha minim b'samim, because it's not there for its smell. It's for a different reason. And I merely can't make a bracha shenasa reach tova peiros, because that would be the bracha, the parallel. That's when you eat. I'm not eating this fruit. I can't eat this fruit. It's also to eat. So memela, it's not omed la'achila, and it's not omed for reach. It's omed for the mitzvah. That's what it's for. And therefore, that knocks out shemaychol, and it knocks out any concept of l'shem reach. Now, the Be'alocha points out that's not the pashup shot. That's not pashup shot. Pashup shot is you don't intend to smell it. That's the pashup shot. And if I'm smelling it and it's not the shas mitzvah, why should I make a bracha? But l'maisa, there are those who hold that no, on sukkahs, you cannot make a bracha on reach at any time of day. So l'maisa, the Be'alocha comes out, so don't smell it. But if you do, you make a bracha. Sivka nun gimel. So the best thing is that's not to smell the esrog. You avoid any safi bracha. If you do smell it, don't make the bracha. And so says the Vilna Gaon. Again, the Mishnah Berurah explained the machloikis is when I pick up the mitzvah to the mitzvah and I want to smell it also, first she says make a bracha on the smell. Second says don't make a bracha on the smell. And therefore don't pick it up. And if I did, if I don't have intention to smell. And if I did, in that case, don't make a bracha. That's what Mr. Bruce saying. But if I'm picking it up and it's not b'shas mitzvah, that's not what the Mechabah is talking about. Mechabah says, the kach nachon shlo l'reich bo, he's not discussing before or after the mitzvah. There, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's pashut, you do make a bracha. Be'alocha brings those who says not to, or even Mishnah Berurah says, there are those who are chaylik, and Be'alocha comes out, l'chadchila don't, but if you do, there you do make a bracha. So that's the difference. If I'm picking it up when I'm being kind of the mitzvah and I want to smell it too, Mr. Bruce says, don't make a bracha on it. Because machlok is the two shittas in the mechaber. But if I'm picking it up not the shas mitzvah, you also shouldn't smell it. But if you do, you're going to make a bracha. The Ramo says, what's the loch on hot bread? He says, yesh omim, if you smell hot bread, you make a bracha, no samech tova pas. Mr. Bruce says, kod nun dal, demeriach v'chudu, yesh levarach. Kod b'shar peiros, no different than fruits, that are meant to be eaten, and have a good smell. You make a bracha on them. When you hold them, in order to smell them. If you pick up a fruit that smells good, even though it's a fruit that people eat, if it smells good and you want to smell and you pick it up to smell, you make a bracha. So too, the first view in Ramah says you'll make a bracha on bread. Now the language of Ramah just says, if you smell hot bread. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you pick up the bread to smell. And the Shatzi and Memvav points out that he's very careful. Diktakti b'loshen zeh, I was very careful with my language. Lafuk as opposed to, kishenichnas labayis v'riach riach tapuchim riach pas. If you walk into a house and you smell the apples, you walk into the house and you smell the bread baking. Debevad the kuli alma ein olavarach. Everyone agrees you do not make a bracha. Walking in the house and that smells good. You do not make a bracha on that. No different than going into a person's house and in his room there's besamim. You don't make a bracha, even if you intend to enjoy the aroma. Because right now it's not l'reach avida. But when you pick it up in your hand in order to smell, that makes it osu l'hareach. So too, when it comes to bread, if you pick it up in your hand and inhale deep, then the first sheet is make a bracha. But stop walking in the room and you smell it, It's not halacha to put on nose plugs. Sif katan nun hei. V'yesh oimim de'ein levarachal. Then others say, no, you don't make a bracha on hot bread. That Mishnah Berurah explains, that ein ze reach chasuv. This is not a significant aroma. Shei ro'u levarach, a law that should be suited for a bracha, based on reish ha'dizayin. So here the Shaar HaTzion writes, that according to this is poshet, that even if you picked up the bread in your hand to smell, without any intention to eat it, you're picking up the smell, you're not going to make a bracha. Because this Yeshomu holds that it's not a reach chashuv. It's not a reach chashuv. Now, why isn't it a reach chashuv? It doesn't explain. We had this before in Sif Beis, the Be'er Halacha explained that the smell of hot bread is not the same as an aromatic fruit, because an aromatic fruit smells good, period. Hot bread only smells good when it's hot. When it cools down, it's not going to have that same smell. Maybe it doesn't have the same chashivus to be called a rech chashuv. And therefore, this man Dhamma says, you don't make a brach on it. Therefore, one should not smell the hot bread. And if he does, it doesn't make a brach. So again, the way the Mishnah Berurah explained earlier, this doesn't mean that you walk into the kitchen and hold your nose. Because he says, ein hariach bo. What he means is, don't pick it up and inhale. Don't pick it up and hold it to your nose and smell. That's what you're not supposed to do. That's the ein hariach bo of the Rambam. But if you walk in the room and you smell it and say, oh, it smells so good, that's fine. And there's no shaila in that case that you do not make a bracha in such a scenario when you don't pick it up and you just walk in and it smells good.